540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. By late next year, the Deer District will have hundreds of new apartments and a major training facility for MATC. Ground was broken yesterday for the $110 million Fieldhouse Flats project. It'll have 269 apartments, more than 400,000 square feet of commercial space, and a large parking structure. The commercial space and the MATC facilities are expected to open in fall of next year, with apartments following soon after. City officials say the development at Val Phillips and Juneau Avenues supports downtown growth and adds more affordable housing options. June 3rd is the sentencing date for former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, who was convicted of obstructing federal agents at the courthouse last year. Prosecutors say she misled agents during a planned immigration arrest and helped the man they were looking for leave through a back door. Dugan was found guilty of felony obstruction but was cleared on a lesser charge. The judge denied her appeal for a new trial. She did resign soon after her conviction. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee election officials are asking what happened to hundreds of absentee ballots that arrived a day too late. The Election Commission says over 200 ballots came in Wednesday, too late to count, even though many were mailed before the election. Election officials say voters did all they were supposed to do. The commission says they won't be contacting impacted voters, but say that they hope to learn whether mail delays played a role. The Postal Service hasn't commented. A new citywide effort is underway to track housing conditions in Milwaukee. The Reclaiming Our Neighborhoods Coalition has started its annual survey, aiming to inspect about 40,000 homes in 20 neighborhoods. More than 100 trained surveyors will be looking for signs of exterior damage, and they'll connect residents to repair help. Coalition leaders say the data will help hold negligent landlords accountable and support stable housing. The Milwaukee Brewers are showing off their new City Connect uniforms and inviting fans to taste a bit of Wisconsin at the same time. Starting tonight, American Family Field will host Supper Club Fridays, serving comfort foods and cocktails inspired by the state's classic supper clubs. The team also unveiled alternate uniforms yesterday to go along with the statewide play. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin employers could soon see some relief from worker shortages. Yesterday in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill letting DACA recipients apply for job licenses. The new law opens doors for dreamers to work in high-need fields like nursing, teaching, and skilled trades if they meet all state requirements.
Wisconsin's workforce shortages persist, and we can't afford to leave out anyone who's willing to participate in our success.
Evers says it's the right move for the economy. Some critics disagree, saying the state should focus on training more citizens instead. The number of those filing for unemployment for the first time are increasing across Wisconsin. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Labor. It shows that for the week ending March 28th, there were more than 4,400 first-time filings in the state. That's more than 800 more filings compared to the week before. Nationally, the number of filings decreased compared to the week prior. And the Milwaukee Brewers are pairing their new City Connect uniforms with a fresh taste of Wisconsin tradition. Starting tonight, fans at American Family Field can enjoy City Connect Supper Club Fridays. A special menu features classic Supper Club dishes and old fashions. The Supper Club pop-up debuts the same day the team shows off its new City Connect jerseys against the Nationals. Those feature a logo that says Wisco. It'll return for every Friday home game this season. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the Brooklyn Nets tonight in the final home game of the season. Bucks GM John Horst says his relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo is not strained, but acknowledges there could be changes in the offseason. Giannis ruled out for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series at AmFam Field against the Nationals. The crew coming off their first series loss of the season after being shut out by the Red Sox 5-0 on Wednesday. Pitcher Shane Drouin charged with the loss in his Major League debut. Pat Murphy.
This is a learning experience. I've been out there. I got through it. Okay, that's my debut. It wasn't five innings of shutout, but it very easily could have been.
Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers on to the national championship game. They beat North Dakota last night 2-1. The Badgers play Denver tomorrow at 4:30 for the title. Golf. The 90th Masters is underway. Round two today. The forecast through the weekend in Augusta looks great with sunshine and temperatures in the 80s. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. Tonight we'll clear out. We'll drop into the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 48 with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.